Com today.
Politics, as usual, or is it? Hot rod. The jury is deadlocked. This is 11 days. They can't reach a unanimous decision. The jury was tired. They sent another note to the judge, yet another one, and asked at the end of it, could we please go home for the day? So they left once again. Nothing has been settled in this one. Talking to a couple of attorneys about all the counts, which there's 24, if you added them all up, it would be 400-plus years. But what are the chances that Hot Rod ends up wearing prison orange? Or does he somehow skate out of this? See, I think there are other dominoes that could have fallen with Blagojevich, but there's a protection layer to it. But that's Chicago politics, bottom feeder politics, as I like to call it. Although now, these days, we could probably find that almost anywhere. Hey, hey, everybody. My name's Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show, it's Water Cooler Buzz at its best. Don't care where you hail from or what your particular ideology is. It's just about the conversation on this overnight highway. How great we get to talk it all up, because we're not living in Venezuela under the thumb of Hugo Chavez or another country like Cuba, where you would be slaughtered for saying your opinions on the airwaves and you'd never get there in the first place. So take advantage, my friends, left, right, or wherever you are on any of this stuff. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. What do you think about Rod? You think he ends up with some jail time? I think he does. The jury, I believe, with all those counts, is confused as to some of the charges, and they're trying to work their way through that. That's what I think. This has been a very long situation. We're talking, gosh, now we're talking over 2.5 months that the jury has been involved in this, the day-to-day that just drug out forever and ever, all the wiretaps that were played. And what will the final ending to this chapter be? In the meantime, we have a couple of other things that we're going to kick around here as we move down the path, including WikiLeaks. For once, it's not necessarily the biggest story, but hold on to your seats, because they've got potentially more explosive, undisclosed files that might be released. And in the meantime, the private Manning, who leaked the stuff, is in a military cell, basically, waiting to see what his fate will be as the Pentagon tries to piece this whole thing together. And I think, you know, what other things are going to drop from WikiLeaks? There were operations that people didn't know about in there. There were names of Afghan informants that were listed. There were names of soldiers that were listed. It was really technical if you went through some of it. And, you know, we're talking like 92,000 documents. It's kind of like a bill on the Hill. Nobody can ever claim to have read every single piece of what was posted. I don't believe that, because you wouldn't possibly have had the time. And I'm just curious as to what the next mountain of classified documents will prove out. And you know the Pentagon. I have a pretty decent source at the Pentagon, and he says they are squirming. They're squirming about what else could be out there, who else can get in, what possible information may leak out, not just to WikiLeaks, because everybody's all over this now at this point. They get the credit for putting it out there in the first place. Or if you think that the founder of WikiLeaks should be nailed for releasing information that could get people killed. Well, then that's the other side of the coin. But I believe it's squarely on the soldier, because he's the one who leaked the documents. He's part of the military, and there you go. They wouldn't have had the access if he hadn't leaked the documents. You know, there's always the person who pushes it out there, and most of the fallout is more about the names than anything else. All right, speaking of secrets and what's happening in wars or what could happen in future wars, Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of State, had a lot to say earlier on Wednesday about the START Treaty.
This treaty will verifiably limit the strategic nuclear forces of Russia and the United States and will establish equal limits on both countries' strategic warheads, delivery vehicles, and launchers. Opposing ratification means opposing the inspections that provide us a vital window into Russia's arsenal. In the weeks and months since the treaty was submitted to the Senate, it has earned bipartisan support from senators on both sides of the aisle, as well as statesmen in and out of government from both parties. The chairman and ranking member, Senator Lugar, have constructed a good plan, and I'm confident about the prospects for ratification.
All right, so I don't think there's going to be any problem with that. This deal was cut a month and a half ago. We talked about it on the air ad nauseum, and then talked about the reduction, what that meant, and you know, how many crowns do we have left in the box, how many do we need, and also whip that into the situation in Iran and Ahmadinejad, who definitely is not about electricity. It's about, I'm going to get a nuke, and now you're going to have to deal with me, and in all likelihood that I'm ready to go with my own little weapon. So a lot on the table to chew. I mean, if it was up to you, this is a very open-ended question. How many nukes do you think we should have? How many nukes do we need just in case? You know, that's the argument. I had this discussion with somebody the other day. Well, we should reduce, of course. It's goodwill, and then other people will do it. Other people, other countries. And then we'll show them ours. They'll show us theirs. Do you 100% trust what Russia is doing? Do you 100% trust what China is doing? You know, not to be cynical, but at some point, you have to realize, as we became the number one superpower, there was a reason for that. And I'm all about, we don't want the Cold War. I'm all about, let's tear the wall down. But at the same time, we don't want to be dangerously stupid, which I think is part of the problem with Iran. Ahmadinejad knows that he can bully us. They were talking about bullying in classrooms today in Washington. He's the number one bully when it comes to the enemies list to the United States. He's the number one dude who constantly humiliates and tries to embarrass the United States. Your list might be different from mine. 800-259-5791. And meet you on the flip side.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
America Tonight, we'll check our mailbag. You can send me your thoughts anytime at americatonight.net. Check out the website. We have the blunder of the day, what you missed, some of the interviews and things we've done from the show, and, of course, blogging on several different things. I mean, we're all over the place on that one. I talked to you about the Pentagon deal and the fact that more classified Afghanistan war documents will pop up online on WikiLeaks. It's a great, as I said before, fair or foul. And there's a lot of different angles and elements to this thing. My connection at the Pentagon, who sent me a text earlier in the day, said that what's happening, and I think this is pretty well known at this point, how do you get through, and I mentioned this, almost 92,000 records? How do you, the Pentagon didn't know what was on there, so they wanted to go through it all. And who's in danger of what's been there and what's been published and all that sort of stuff. So what they did was plucked, you know, made a list and plucked the best of the intelligence analysts that they could, and they have over 100 sifting around the clock. They're pumping in the coffee and the pizza since this thing started. And they're looking for key things. Afghan citizens' names, MOS, allies, try to figure out what's happened as a result, how much danger. In other words, we'll have our own sliding scale on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the worst, how much danger is in what has been posted. This has now been 17 days since the war diaries, that's what it was called, was released. And so far, the good news is, as far as our intelligence knows, nothing has happened to anyone in Afghanistan. So there's no heads on sticks. I mean, I hate to be so blunt about it, but that's really the reality of what happens. To be made an example of, cut off the head, put it on a stick, post it outside the village. And that's what happens. I mean, it's not a movie. It's real life. So this hasn't been seen yet. But what the Pentagon says is you have to remember there's kind of a lag between the documents coming out and then seeing if what the actual damage is in the field. There's a window where it has to catch up, because you would assume if there was danger to the Afghanistan folks, the people who flipped, in other words, to try to help the American forces, the NATO forces, that isn't revealed easily, because same thing, they'd go through documents. And the Pentagon, even WikiLeaks is saying this because they're trying to play nice now, they're saying they'll help the Pentagon in reviewing the records to determine what should be withheld to protect civilians from harm. So one thing is different this time around, because initially when the story broke, it was, wow, these are the horrible things that are happening. Look at these innocent people who have been killed, the civilian casualties, this is sickening, all that. That was pretty much the storyline. And then the story about all these informants who could be in danger. So WikiLeaks is smart to turn it around, and they're right to say, hey, we'll help you if you need to pour through this and look for names, and we'll protect the civilians. That's what my problem was with the whole thing, is why didn't you just block out the names? That's common practice. Why would you leave the names of the innocents there, because they've done nothing but help the soldiers? And having their names on this list called the Afghanistan War Diaries puts them squarely in the middle of it. At this point, knock on wood, nothing has happened to anyone, but the lag is what you have to think about. Will we eventually see this crop up and bite a few people over there? I hope not. I mean, I hope that doesn't happen, that this just glosses over, skates over, and that's the end of it. All right, this is something that's not going away. I think this time the battle is on. It's game on big time when it comes to illegal immigration. This has been decades. This discussion has been around for a long time. I was doing sports and people were talking about this. And it's been more than decades. Because you go back to the Reagan years and the laws that were put on the books then, they just weren't enforced. Then you get the information from this latest Pew Hispanic Center study that sums it up by mentioning statistics like one of about every 12 babies born in the U.S. in 2008 was the child of an illegal immigrant. So soak that in for a second. In the United States, one of about every 12 babies total was from somebody who was here illegally. Then you start to do the math. And, you know, I'm not the best at math, but I didn't fail math. I had to get at least a B to get through my core courses in college. So by my crunching of the numbers, I think that the 11 million in this country illegally number is bogus. The government saying that there are about 11 million, you got to add at least 8 million more to that. I think almost double it. Call me crazy. We don't have an exact count. That's why you're seeing the outrage start to bubble over even a little bit more now, because some people are feeling it that didn't feel it before, whether it's the hospitals or schools or the stretch on the state resources, particularly since we're plunged into double digits when it comes to unemployment and things are tight in most places and pockets all over the place in the United States. Now it's starting to really come to light what's gone on. The banks not lending money and the crash that happened in the fall of 2008 is really responsible for that. But a drain on the resources, clearly, and it's been this way for a while, is the people who are in the country illegally. Now, someone could flip that around on me and say, well, but they're doing jobs that Americans don't want to do, and so that adds to the economy because they're spending money after all. But you have to realize a big chunk of that money that's under the wire is going back to Mexico or other places. Mexico gets in an incredible amount of money from the people who are here under the wire. Otherwise, it wouldn't be their number one source of income. It's not tourism. It's not other products. The number one source of income directly is the money that flows from those living in this country back to their native Mexico. I see it all the time. I'm in a border state. People at the bank getting money orders. People mailing the money orders at the post office. It's very clear what's happening. We all know this. Absolutely. But what happens when that number changes? Let's say we do nothing. We continue to pass the illegal immigration problem around. So the number jumps from one of 12 to, let's say, 4 of 12. We're in deep trouble. Because do we have the financial wherewithal? Forget all the other things connected to it. Oh, breaking laws, and this isn't right. It's not fair for other people in this country, and why are we obeying the laws and other people aren't? Yeah, all those arguments are all valid. But just think of the financial drain, period, as that number starts to climb. And because of what happened in Arizona, Arizona stepped off into the, I mean, they stepped way off the ledge when they came up with the law that they put on the books that was supposed to kick in at the end of July, but was stopped because of one of the suits. So there's no doubt that immigration is on a runaway train, and it's going to stop some way. Either someone's going to hit the brakes and we're going to crash into something, or it's going to be dealt with before the train completely goes off the track. It has to. And in this Pew study, they found that more than three-fourths of the illegals in the United States in March of 2009 were Latinos. And nearly one of every four children under 18 was a Hispanic. So the trend is going to continue. That's what the study is saying. They went further to say that Hispanics who live in the U.S. have higher rates of fertility than black people, Asian people, white people. And among Hispanics, this is the Pew report, the foreign-born have higher rates of fertility than the native-born. Go figure. So you know where we're headed if this isn't dealt with. That's just a warning. It's right there in front of us. 800-259-5791.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride and less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Pelago, does he get any time? Jolene, what say you, Jolene, America? Or do you even care about the politics in Chicago? I think there's more to that story, but it'll never see the light of day. Otherwise, he's just an idiot who shot himself in the foot by running his mouth, which wouldn't be unusual for Hot Rod. That's kind of his style. Wouldn't that be, if it really, if this all boiled down to just a bunch of bragging and nonsense, and he ends up doing jail time, there's a lesson in that, isn't there? There's a lesson somewhere in this when it comes to the White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs. He said that he's standing by his remarks. He might have said things differently when he lashed out at liberals. He called the professional left. And so they should be drug tested, but he's not going to take back his words. He got into hot water with some liberals after his remarks in an interview with a newspaper started to get circulated. And what he said was that liberals who likened Obama to former President George W. Bush on many policies should be, like I just mentioned, drug tested. And when he was asked about if he regretted his choice of words, he said, yeah, I could have said things differently, but he didn't apologize. And he also said he hasn't talked to the president about the choice of words he used, because he was always going to get scrutinized in that spot, although I think he's terrible as the White House spokesperson. He said they were born out of frustration, and it's frustration with the left that he's talking about, saying that Obama's campaign promises that he's been able to do a lot of things, overhaul health care and other accomplishments that have happened. So he doesn't understand the professional left. And why are some progressives critical of the president? Why wouldn't they be satisfied on, when would they be satisfied? So he won't reel it in other words. In his own words, here is Gibbs.
I watch a lot of cable TV, and you don't have to watch long to get frustrated by some of what's said. There's no truth to the rumor that I've added an inflatable exit to my office.
All right, that's pretty clever. I got to give him credit for that. He does bounce back well, excuse me, with the glib remarks. There's no doubt about that. All right, a lot of you have picked up where I left off on a couple of things with your emails. So without further ado, we're going to go to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
All right, so in checking the mailbag, we get this one from Johnny T, who says, Kate, check out what's going on with the Florida AG. Man, this is bigger and badder than what's going on in Arizona when it comes to a clampdown on illegals. So it's true, Bill McCollum, who is a Republican candidate for governor of Florida, is proposing a new law at illegals, curbing illegal immigration. He's saying that the bill that was signed into law in Arizona didn't really go far enough. And he's saying the law that he wants to see would mandate that police, sheriff's deputies, all of them, the like of them, that when they made a stop, detention or arrest, they would have to check to see somebody's status if it's legal or illegal. No questions asked. They would just flat out do it. They wouldn't debate as whether they should do it or not. And does he know I don't want to profile? And is it 2 cents? Just boom. Do it, period. End of story. Currently, they're allowed to do it, but not required. So it's voluntary, and some just avoid it. They don't do it. So he's saying you have to do it. I don't know what's going to happen with this. In Florida, it's very weird how the counties are divvied up. You know, we go back to the 2000 election and the hanging chads. You have some super ultra conservative Hispanics, like in the Miami region, the Cubans. And then you have the left of left. You've got a real mixed bag in a very big state. So the reaction is mixed. That's what I would say. It's mixed to Bill McCollum and his choice of what to do with the illegal situation. I mean, he knows he has to come out swinging, and you look at who's got the lead in some of the races, not just in the gubernatorial race in Florida, but also what's happening with the Senate race there. Remember, Charlie Crist was the guy who tried to pull a Joe Lieberman, went independent, and that's a big Senate seat. So the latest poll I checked, because I'm fascinated by Florida politics, is the Rasmussen reports are saying that of likely voters in the Sunshine State, Rubio has the lead right now. Marco Rubio, who's the House Speaker, he's got 38% of the vote. Crist has 33%. I know I've talked about this before. When you crunch these numbers, when they're still kind of close like that, there's no definites because it's who comes out at the poll. 33-38, you'd need a little bit of difference there to make a huge statement that Rubio suddenly is really pulling away with this. Okay, here's another one from Jane Black. Listening to you, America Tonight, almost every night, big fan of the show, and I have to say I love it when you talk about Blago. Because, yes, there are other talk shows that will throw it out here and there, but the speculation over what's going to happen to him, I just have a wild picture in my mind that he's standing in a prison cell and there are sharks underneath, almost like Dr. Evil, and they're circling, and they just keep circling forever and ever and ever. I thought you'd enjoy the laugh. It is interesting to see what happens to Hot Rod. because of how long this trial has taken. We're into that three-month area, two-plus months for the trial, and now 11 days and counting for the jury. Let's say they take a couple more days, 24 counts and going through with that. How much does he get convicted on? I mean, what then becomes the sentencing? What does he get after that? And you think of him, and I really, truly believe that he, even if he wasn't, he thinks in his mind that he is completely innocent of this. You know, you trick yourself into that. He's been on reality shows. He's done a radio stint in Chicago. And he's enjoying the 15 minutes of fame more than, I think, the political limelight that he had as the governor before he was removed. So does he get cut down? Do the legs get taken out from underneath Blagojevich? I'll tell you, somebody who doesn't want to lose his job is a longtime congressman from New York, Charlie Rangel. In fact, there was a fundraiser for Rangel, and I was surprised at how many people showed up. Instead of distancing themselves, they went out to the party. And I think he's in the hottest of hot water. He's done. He wants to be able to set the date with the ethics committee, and nobody's having any of it. I believe once you get the four Dems and the four Republicans making a decision, it's done. It's gone. He's out of there. And then it's a question of Maxine Waters and whether or not she can hang and prove, I don't know what she would prove, that she was an innocent bystander, because she certainly knew and was warned to be careful about the bank that ended up getting bailout money that her husband served on the board for and was standing to make some money from and would have lost money had it not been bailed out, a decent chunk of change. I don't know how a lawyer can prove that that was an innocent thing, because she was complicit in pushing forward the name of the bank and doing everything she could to focus some on that. I don't think whatever lawyer she's hired will be able to dance around it. Both of those dominoes fall. Absolutely. I'd be stunned if something different happened. All right, quickly, let's get another one here. This one's from Sam Rubin. I like that name, Sam Rubin. Sam Rubin, listening to us in Vermont, says, "Hello, Kate. I am dying for you to bring back Nail the Score. I was hoping you would do it for the Hall of Fame game. After all, it was the Cowboys and Cincinnati. When are you bringing back Nail the Score, and when will it air? This time I want to make sure that I can call the show and not just email you. Even if I have to sneak in the parking lot, I'm willing to do it. I get such a chuckle out of the people calling, particularly some of those guys in Kentucky. I think it's funny to listen to them." Hear that, Kentucky? So it will come back when we have full-fledged football, the first week, not the preseason, but the first week of the NFL, because we go through the whole season. We bring back Nail the Score. If you don't know what he's talking about, I pick the game of the week, or really the computer does, because I differ from what the computer would say way too often. So the computer picks the game of the week. You call in, you don't have to know anything about sports or football, and you give us your score, what you think will happen. If you nail the score, you win our incredible prize pack. It has just been building for years now, and it'd be pretty cool to have a winner. I'd love to crown a winner this season. Stay with us. Some more Around the Bend.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
America Tonight, the name of the show. Flip me your thoughts at americatonight.net. You just heard me go over some of the mail. We always get a really interesting, I think, amount of mail with differences of opinions and just funny things that people will latch on to. But it's terrific. I mean, I look at it and there's so much more that we could do with the mail, and we will in the next couple of weeks, but I appreciate all of the responses. You can respond to live. How about you boys in Kentucky? You got a good plug there for Nail the Score. Kentucky is very active when it comes to their, not just hoops. Everybody thinks of Kentucky with hoops, but also when it comes to their football. So 800-259-5791. Don in Wyoming, hello. Good. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm hanging in there. Can you hear me all right?
We got you.
Hey, Ken, I've been, sorry I've been able to call you the last couple days, but, you heard about this big cutback they want to do at the Pentagon?
Yes, it's going to kill some of the industry in Virginia.
Yeah, and, you know, I was trying to cut $100 billion a year.
Yes.
And I'm just trying to figure it out, Kate. Why is it whenever Democrats are in the presidency, that the only way that they know how to cut money is to cut from the Department of Defense. And I mean, Clinton did it every year he was in the presidency, and you know, and I think that's a lot of the reason why you know, we had Humvees that were did not have plated armor on them, and you know, Lord knows how many men we've lost in Iraq and Afghanistan because of you know the way that it should have been, and that all had to come back. That all setbacks that was done, and not having a military that was prepared, let's, you know, 100%. I'm not saying they weren't prepared, Kate, but you know what I mean, to be able to go out and do whatever job around the world that we needed to do. And, you know, it's interesting because he's talking about cutting $100 billion. And, you know, I don't know the X's and O's. Maybe there was a lot of a waste going on in the Department of Defense, you know, and maybe they do need to cut back some. But at the same time, I'm just shaking my head like, you know, okay, so he's cut NASA, all right? He's pretty much shut that down. Any idea of going to the moon and, you know, and a few thousand jobs are going to be lost because of that. I thought about cutting back from the Department of Defense and the big deal going on there with the shipyard and Norfolk, you know, and Virginia's going to lose, you know, 4,000 or 5,000 people getting laid off, you know. And sure, these are mostly really good-paying jobs, you know what I mean, Kate? These are jobs that... These are the people that actually pay taxes. You know, they're the above the 53% that do pay taxes, not the 47% that, you know, thinks they pay taxes but then turn around and get a refund at the end of the year. And so I'm just looking at this, and then I'm starting to look back on the other flip the shoe on the other foot or whatever, however you put that saying, and I'm thinking, okay, we just did 26-something billion dollars in extended unemployment for 2.5 million people. And now they just passed another $20-30 billion to keep teachers and policemen and firemen, you know, employed around the country because the states are, you know, losing money and income. The county, each county's losing, you know, tax revenue, and so they can't pay for their, you know. But and the part that trips me out about that, Kate, is tell me, I want to know what you think about this, okay? When was it the federal government's job to come in and do the job that a county commissioner or a county, you know, supervisor is supposed to be doing? You know, if a county hasn't got enough money to pay for their police or their school teachers or whatever, then they're the ones that are, you know, they need to come up with ideas, whether it's, you know, the bad word, raise taxes, or, you know, what is this the federal government has to come in now and take over that? Because what I'm seeing, Kate, is nothing but a bunch of federal intrusion on everything, you know. I mean, this is the county's responsibility to take care of the school districts, you know, and the police and et cetera in the cities. It's not the federal government's job to come in and take care of that.
I agree with you, but here's what the problem is. The problem is, okay, you got to help us, big brother. We are drowning. Come on, help us. This is America. We're looking to bigger government. We're looking to get our piece of the pie. We're screwed. What do? We can't lose the protection we need because we don't have enough to wrap it around this city, with whether it's police or whether we're talking about education. So it's the begging, the pleading, and, okay, shucks, we got to help them. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I was listening to the both news this morning for Wyoming and the separate one for Utah, and they were talking about this money that, you know, this 26 whatever billion dollars it is for the firemen and the teachers and everything, and neither of these two states, Kate or Neat, they don't need that money, okay? They're not, you know, they run their books right. I mean, they're, you know, they make the cuts, and, you know, and there's some other states that are too busy, like California paying for, you know, $10 billion a year for illegal immigrants to live in their state, you know, et cetera, and they do this with money. But then I heard the smart comment was made, well, you know, I think it, Wyoming's due like, 40-something million dollars out of this pie, and Utah like $101 million, and if, you know, if they don't apply for it, then it will just go to another state, you know. Yeah. So why wouldn't they apply for it? But at the same time, you know, I understand, and I'm not trying to say it's a bad idea to, sure, you know, to keep teachers and firemen and policemen employed in these places that are having issues, but,
yeah.
I mean, this is just total federal government intrusion in everything. There's, eventually you're not even going to know you have a city government or a federal,
Don, you know what? Let's hope not, because I'm I understand your concern. You're right. Where does it start to wash over? That's why you need that. I mean, I'm with you. I'm about the state's rights, and I say this all the time, local politics. Where are you paying your taxes? Where are you living? I don't want to see that blanket wash over. I think it'd be disastrous. It would change the makeup of the country.
Well, look at, you know, and then we got the immigration law in Arizona. Arizona's yeah. screaming, telling people, you know, one third of all the illegal immigrants are coming into their state, and they're trying to do something because the federal government won't do nothing, and so they do something about it, and then all of a sudden it's like they're the bad guy, and let's boycott Arizona, and the federal government's got to get involved, and federal judges got to block some of the law, and et cetera, and you know, it's just amazing, Kate. You know, this is what communists do. I'm sorry, that's what these people want that are running the federal, you know, that are running the Democratic Party. They want to control everything. That's all they care about. They don't care about you. They don't care about me. They want power. And that's what this is about. I'm sorry, but they can't, you know, prove me otherwise, you know. So, anyway, hey, Kay, I've got to let you go. Thank you again for letting me talk and chat with you, and we'll catch up with you soon, okay?
All right, Don says this is swinging so far the other way that he truly believes, I got to call it like I call it, and we're looking at, you know, it's when we're talking about socialism or communism or whatever word you want to spin on it. I hate to tread on that territory. I don't want to go down that path because I'm about smaller government anyway. I mean, I understand there's a reason. There's a reason we have a federal government. The setup was brilliant back in the day with the three branches. When it's working well, it's working well. But the drunk with power theory, I think, is happening, but not just at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. The people around the administration, the people involved in the administration, whatever's happening there, but also what we're seeing in Congress, and that's the scary thing, because who sets the laws? It's Congress. Congress, remember that. The president has veto power, certainly, but you got to look to the cats on the hill. Because that's where it's coming from. That's where the laws are developed and argued out, and that's where you see the push for, we need to do this, this is the agenda, this is what's happening, and I agree that that's why you need to be involved and well armed with the facts and whatever the situation is. So if you think Don is way off to the crazy point where it's the right of right, or you think, well, maybe there is something to this. Either way, you have the opportunity to make the difference. Do not forget that. Don't just call talk shows. Remember, although we appreciate the calls, remember, you need to exercise your right to vote.